From the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center, I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Thanks, MK, and top of the morning to you, East Texas. Thank you for joining us on this Thursday, April the 25th. I'm Jeff Rourke here with my friend Melissa Kaiser. We are glad to be keeping you company this morning. And as always this hour, you can expect all the latest in local, state, and national news, updates on the world of sports, a whole lot going on there, including the NFL draft coming up tonight. How about that? And of course, we have a complete weather forecast for you from KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet. He's coming to you next. We are glad you're tuned in with us. KTBB News Time, 7:06.
If you own property, you know that comes with a lot of challenges, but overpaying on property tax shouldn't be one of them. Hi, folks. Jeff Rourke here. Let me tell you about a company called Ownwell. That's O-W-N-W-E-L-L. They believe that when it comes to paying your property tax, you should only pay what's fair. Did you know you can fight for fair property taxes and save thousands of dollars every year? But you need some help to guide you through the process. Ownwell has experience and can navigate the process for you. Sign up with Ownwell in less than 3 minutes and with no upfront costs, and you'll have access to their team of experts and cutting-edge technology. 86% of Ownwell's customers save on their property taxes, an average savings of over $1,100. Ownwell includes local tax experts, cutting-edge technology, and best-in-class customer support, along with no upfront cost and a savings or free guarantee. That means if you don't save, you don't pay. See their happy customer reviews and sign up today at ownwell.com. O-W-N-W-E-L-L.com. Ownwell.com. Start saving today.
Termite's going to eat your house down, literally.
Tony Busby, owner of Red X Termite and Pest Control.
Termites live 15 to 25 feet in the ground in a colony. They dig tunnels to the surface and they eat wood. Left untreated, termites will not stop.
Termites are everywhere. Red X keeps them out of your home.
The way Red X solves the problem is with a liquid treatment. We use a chemical called Termidor. The concept is to take the home, treat it with Termidor in such a fashion that termites have to pass through this chemical to get to your home. It doesn't just protect the home, it eliminates population. It will kill the entire colony.
Home insect elimination, regular pest control, termite protection. Ridex Termite and Pest Control helps you live pest-free while protecting your most important asset. Ridex Termite and Pest Control, serving Tyler and East Texas. Online at TylerRidX.com. Tyler Ridd and the letter X.com. Ridex Termite and Pest Control.
KTBB News Time, 7:08, and a good Thursday morning to you, East Texas. We hope that you are hitting all the lights green and that the coffee is nice and fresh. Let's take a look at our weather forecast now with KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammets.
We are going to see partly to mostly cloudy skies for our day on Thursday, with high temperatures climbing into the low to mid 80s out there, so it's going to be another warm and a humid day in store for us on our Thursday. Winds will be picking up throughout the day out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 25 miles per hour at times. For tonight, we are going to start out with partly cloudy skies, becoming mostly cloudy later tonight. We'll see those temperatures drop down to the upper 60s and low 70s overnight, with the winds continuing to pick up out of the south at 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 30 miles per hour at times. For the day on Friday, we are going to see mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A few of those storms could be strong to severe with damaging wind gusts and large hail as the main threat, so make sure to stay weather aware. A tornado or two will also be possible. We'll see those high temperatures on Friday in the lower 80s with a south wind at 20 miles per hour, gusting to 35 miles per hour at times. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
Thanks very much, Andrew. And folks, it is currently 65 degrees over Trinity Lutheran Church, 64 degrees over Our Redeemer Lutheran Church, and 65 at KTBB. Melissa Kaiser's back with a look at the headlines for you next. KTBB News Time, 7:10.
Well, the potentially bitter cold days of winter are behind us, together with their potential impact on the power grid. Hi, it's Paul Gleiser. But that only means that spring storm season is at hand, along with the inevitable downed power lines. All to say that the power is going to fail at your place sooner or later, and there you will sit in stuffy, uncomfortable, unproductive darkness. That is, unless you have a Generac automatic standby generator from Generator Supercenter in Tyler. With a Generac automatic standby generator, power failures are just no big deal. Your lights and air conditioning stay on, and your life goes on. Generator Supercenter can design and install a Generac automatic standby generator system just like ours here at KTBB, and they can help you pay for it with easy, affordable financing. It's no wonder, then, that Generator Supercenter is the number one Generac generator dealer in the nation. Generator Supercenter is on the Southwest Loop in Tyler, and they're online at GeneratorSupercenter.com. The nation's number one Generac generator dealer, Generator Supercenter.
Warmer temperatures are here, and that means door-to-door salespeople are hitting the pavement. Whether they're selling solar panels, alarm systems, handyman work, or even if it's a charitable organization, there are good and bad players out there, so here are some tips to help you when dealing with door-to-door salespeople. Number one, watch out for fakers. If the business doesn't have company-branded materials or requires cash payment upfront, use caution. Number two, seek at least three bids. Getting several bids helps you make an educated decision. Go to BBB.org and use the free Get a Quote feature to find accredited businesses you can trust. And finally, be safe. Never invite anyone into your home if you don't know them. If you ever feel unsafe or threatened, call the police immediately. Remember, great businesses are out there. Always look for the BBB seal. It's the sign of a better business. With your BBB Minute, I'm Michelle Mills.
Hi, folks. I'm Bill with Pascal Health Insurance. My plans are good for any doctor or hospital, small copay for an office visit, no referral for a specialist, and here's the best part, no deductibles, and the premiums are affordable. Now, isn't that nice? For details, visit us online at AmericanHealthPro.com or just call 903-920-6822. Pascal Health Insurance. Common sense, common ground, common courtesy. That's how we roll.
KTBB News Time, 712, 64 degrees in Longview, 65 degrees in Tyler, and a good Thursday morning to you, East Texas. We're glad you're tuned in with us. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
Global shares are trading mixed as investors look ahead to a flood of global earnings reports, including from U.S. companies known as the Magnificent Seven. Oil prices rose while U.S. futures fell. A senior Hamas official says the group would agree to a ceasefire with Israel in exchange for an independent Palestinian state. Over a week later, pro-Palestine protests at Columbia University continue. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments on whether former President Trump can claim presidential immunity from prosecution for his part in the January 6th Capitol riots, and parents in California continuing to push back against woke school policies. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Sports coming to you next. KTBB News Time, 7:13.
An optometry practice that's co-located with a cutting-edge medical ophthalmology facility offers advantages that you won't find at the discount optometry and eyeglasses stores.
People come in and will have urgent issues.
Eye Care Associates of East Texas, Doctor of Optometry, Jared Lamson.
I have patients that have a retinal detachment, need to be seen that same day, and I can walk them down the hallway versus trying to call and get them in somewhere, and it makes it a lot more convenient for the patient.
Most optometrists can fit you for glasses or contacts. Eye Care Associates offers more.
No matter how simple, if you will, or how difficult the issue is, we can take care of it. The type of patients that we see, I see such a wide variety. I get more exposed to more conditions that you just learn about in school, don't really see. I get to see them here. It's full scope practice.
The Eye Care Associates Optometry Practice is located on East 5th Street in Tyler, a block inside Loop 323. They're online at eyecaretyler.com. Eye Care Associates of East Texas, where they're proud to say, we care, you'll see.
So, you walk in the house and it's hot. Two things flood into your mind all at once. Who can I call? And how much is this going to cost?
I'm a smaller company, so I answer the phone.
That's Chris Price. He's the Chris behind Chris's Cooling.
And I'm the technician that goes out and does the repairs or the installs.
Technicians fix things. Salesmen sell things. Make sure you know which is showing up.
One of the reasons I started my own company was I got tired of the Monday morning meetings being sales instead of technical. In my experience, probably 95% of service calls, I can repair the equipment for less than $500. Most of the time, my service calls are under 30 minutes and it's a repair.
If your air conditioning goes out, call Chris Price at Chris's Cooling. Chances are he can fix the unit you have. Chris's Cooling is online at chriscooling.net. C-H-R-I-S cooling.net.
Does your office roof leak? Does the warehouse leak? Tell the boss that Cables does commercial for repairs or replacements. Call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTVB News Time, 7:15, 65 degrees. Time now for sports, sponsored by Montrose Concrete, montroseconcrete.com. The NFL Draft set to kick off.
The newest batch of NFL talent will be selected tonight in Detroit. It's the first round of the NFL Draft. The first pick belongs to the Chicago Bears. Several quarterbacks expected to get drafted early, from USC's Caleb Williams and LSU's Jaden Daniels to Michigan's J.J. McCarthy and North Carolina's Drake May. While the spotlight shines brightest on the first round of the draft, NFL fans know the best players can be picked at any point. 2 years ago, the final pick of the draft, 262nd player selected, quarterback Brock Purdy, became a Pro Bowler for the 49ers, who just played in the Super Bowl. In the 2000 draft, there were 198 players picked before the Patriots selected Tom Brady. The first round of the draft begins 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Jared Max with that story. And other football news, a top college award headed back to its owner.
College football legend Reggie Bush once again will possess the Heisman Trophy. On Wednesday, the Heisman Trophy Trust announced that they have reinstated the 2005 Heisman Memorial Trophy to Bush. In a statement, the president of the Heisman Trophy Trust said in part, quote, "We consider the enormous changes in college athletics over the last several years in deciding that now is the right time to reinstate the trophy for Reggie. We are so happy to welcome him back." Bush was forced to forfeit his trophy in 2010 following an NCAA investigation that determined he received impermissible benefits during his time with the USC Trojans.
That is Joe Morgan. Astros and Cubs in Chicago yesterday. Dansby Swanson hit a three-run bomb as part of a four-run Cubs first inning. That was the end of their scoring, but Houston couldn't quite catch up. Jose Altuve's solo shot in the ninth was the last gasp for the Astros. Chicago won it 4-3. In Arlington, Rangers pitcher John Gray gave up 7 hits over 4 2/3, but chased it with 7 strikeouts as well. The Mariners stayed in the yard, though Texas cleared the fence.
Garcia shoots his high in the air, deep out to center. Rodriguez at the wall, and he makes the catch. Or did he? He did not. It's a home run. So there we go. Garcia ties it up with a blast to center.
It was back-to-back as Evan Carter followed with a round-tripper of his own, and the Rangers took the second of the series 5-1. In the NBA, Tyler Hero led with 24 as the Heat got even with the Celtics. Final score 111-101. The Thunder blasted the Pelicans 124-92. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander with a 33-point game. On the ice, the Stars fell to the Golden Knights 3-1. Your Money Now is next. KTBB News Time 7:18.
The word concrete has come to stand for a lot more than just the product used to build roads, bridges, walls, and buildings. If something's set in concrete, you think solid, safe, and stable. Hi, Bill Coates. At Montrose Concrete, this material becomes an art. They solved a drainage issue at my home. At your home, Montrose Concrete can shape, design, and color this versatile product to fit your lifestyle of driveways, patios, decorative walls, floors, pool decks, and much more. Your imagination is really the only limit. Montrose Concrete is over 40 years experience. They are a licensed and bonded master craftsman, creating functional and aesthetic solutions for and including projects like residential, commercial concrete, light industrial, concrete restoration and repair. Concrete lasts longer and looks spectacular. See their gallery on Facebook at Montrose Concrete Inc. or montroseconcrete.com. M-O-N-T-R-O-S-E concrete.com. Montrose Concrete. Hi, it's Bill Coates, and I'm here with Matt Flannery of the East Texas law firm of Grant and Flannery. Matt, it's true, isn't it, that a lot of personal injury law firms are more focused on total case volume than they are individual case outcomes?
There are law firms out there that they just get all the cases in they can, and it doesn't really matter what they settle them for, because they got such a volume of them. They're still, these law firms are still going to make a bunch of money, and they know that. We take a different approach. We don't take as many cases as some other firms do, but we get to help a lot of people anyway, and then we maximize the recovery we get for each one of these people when they come to us. That's kind of one of the reasons why people come to us.
If you're injured and in need of legal representation, not all personal injury law firms are the same. Call the East Texas law firm of Grant and Flannery for a no-cost consultation. Matt Flannery and Darren Grant are certified in personal injury trial law by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. They're online at gftexas.com.
Your Money Now is coming up next, brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, the right workers' comp partner for your business, texasmutual.com. 65 degrees, KTBB News Time, 720.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Chipotle Mexican Grill says it has no plans to open another Farmesa Fresh Eatery with a spinoff menu that focused on customizable bowls after its initial ghost kitchen location closed. CEO Biron Nicole says Chipotle's primarily focus now is on its own brand, both in the U.S. and globally, by growing its international business. Rubrik has priced its IPO at $32 a share. The data management software company previously said it expected to sell shares between $28 and $31 each. Rubrik will be the third notable venture-backed tech IPO of the year in the U.S., following Reddit and Astera Labs. Futures are moderately lower. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials lost 42, the NASDAQ gained 16, and the S&P 500 up 1. Once again, futures are moderately lower. The Dow Industrials lost 42. That's your money now.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
License number 4314C.
Fort Asheville here with AC Contractors with one of my do-it-right guys, Ace.
Ire!
I'm afraid to ask anymore.
It's a bird call, Mr. D.
Uh-huh. What kind of bird?
I'm calling all the early birds out there to take advantage of the special price on our premium AC tune-up.
Only $89 for a limited time.
And when you do, you're going to be singing, Ire!
Ire! Now I get it.
But if you miss out and you go to turn on your AC and nothing happens, you'll be singing a different tune.
How's that song go, Ace?
Oh, I don't think this radio station can play a song like that, Mr. D. It's got a lot of bad words.
Oh, then folks better get while the getting's good. This premium AC tune-up is comprehensive. Look online at accontractors.com.
And your little nest will stay cool all summer.
For just $89.
Who we are is what we do. We're AC. Ire!
AC Contractors.
KTBB News Time, 7:23, 64 degrees in Longview, 65 in Tyler.
Chiefs wide out Rashid Rice is now facing another lawsuit over the last month's high-speed hit-and-run crash in Dallas.
Citing Dallas court documents, a Kansas City TV station reports that another driver has named Rice in a lawsuit along with his friend, SMU player Theodore Knox. Dallas police say Knox and Rice were in separate cars, speeding at nearly 120 miles an hour. When they crashed, causing a chain reaction that drew in several other cars and injured at least seven people. Video showed Rice and Knox simply strolling away from the scene without checking on any of the victims. They did not surrender to Dallas police for nearly 2 weeks. In early April, two of the injured people filed lawsuits. Now, a third victim has also filed papers in Dallas County. Meanwhile, ESPN reports Rice is facing a multi-game suspension from the NFL, while SMU has already suspended Knox indefinitely.
Kurt Lewis reporting, a man robbed at an ATM is now charged with murder.
Nearly 2 years after a grand jury declined charges for Tony Earls, a different grand jury in Harris County, Texas, has indicted him for the 2022 death of a 9-year-old girl. Arlene Alvarez was shot in her family's truck as they were about to visit the ATM where Earls and his wife had just been robbed at gunpoint. Defense attorneys say the robber fired at Earls as he fled and that Earls fired back in self-defense at a vehicle he thought the suspect might have climbed into. The girl was shot in the head and later died. The county DA hired a special prosecutor to review the case this year, an FBI firearms expert concluding there was no justification to shoot the passing vehicle. Earls could face life in prison if convicted of murder. The robber has never been caught.
Lisa Brady reporting. American farmers are suffering. Some lawmakers say Mexico isn't living up to its end of a bargain, and it isn't cash the farmers need. It's water.
This is the first year that I have zero irrigation water.
Brian Jones has been farming near the border for almost 40 years. He's seeing a huge drop in crops because of the lack of irrigation water from Mexico. A 1944 treaty requires Mexico to supply the U.S. with so many acre feet of water, but Mexico is behind on its deliveries. Professor Luis Ribeiro with Texas A&M helped create a report of the potential loss for the U.S. if there were no irrigation water in the region.
Oliviana Calmes reporting. The Biden administration is out with ambitious plans to lease more parts of the Gulf of Mexico for wind energy production.
Experts say this is a big deal for Texas, where power demand continues to grow at a record pace.
Subsea cables are expensive and difficult to lay, but you only have to lay like 50 miles versus 500 miles of overland cables.
Professor Michael Weber at the University of Texas says there must be an investment in both green energy and fossil fuels to keep pace. In addition to the Gulf, regulators also have their eyes on the waters off Oregon and parts of the Atlantic from Maine down to New York and the Carolinas.
Michael Board reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time 726.
If you remodel your home or reroute water or sewer pipes, you may need a service that not every plumber can provide.
If you ever have your water line replaced, or if you have to have a remodel done that involves the water line, the state requires that a customer service inspection be done.
Lori Townsend, president and owner of American Plumbing Company.
Not every plumber does this. American Plumbing Company has a plumber, Matt Nice. He's a journeyman plumber. He's actually licensed to be able to do that testing. He will test your system. He will file your paperwork that's necessary, and we send in the fees, and it's all taken care of for you.
Customer service inspections, backflow testing, state environmental compliance. American Plumbing Company has the men and the experience to handle any project at your home. Quality work, honest pricing, well-trained and well-qualified plumbers. American Plumbing Company. Online at apctyler.com. American Plumbing Company. License number M42236.
Success in selling anything is about relationships and knowing the territory.
I'm from Tyler. I've been here since I was 12 years old.
Sam Scarborough, president of Scarborough CRE Commercial Brokerage.
I know the market. I know the people very well. We're in the community. We volunteer. I mean, Tyler is our home. We're not going anywhere. We know people here. We have to do a great job.
Not all commercial real estate brokers are the same.
So whenever we list a property, we inherit that property. We inherit its problems, its benefits, its people. We want to make sure that whenever you give us a property, we treat it like it's ours. We handle everything. The evaluation, the negotiation, the communication. When you come to Scarborough Commercial Real Estate, you know you're in good hands.
Buying, leasing, or selling commercial property. Before you do anything or sign anything, sit down with Sam Scarborough at Scarborough CRE Commercial Brokerage. Scarborough CRE is online at ScarboroughCRE.com. ScarboroughCRE.com.
A very special event is coming up at Tyler's Cascades Golf and Country Club. The 18th annual Kyle Lake Foundation Memorial Golf Tournament is Monday, May 6th, honoring the memory of Tyler native Kyle Lake. Kyle was the pastor of Waco's University Baptist Church. He died in a tragic accident in 2005, but his Christ-centered life continues to impact many others. Kyle was the author of two books, Understanding God's Will and Understanding Prayer. The Kyle Lake Foundation supports many worthwhile projects, including the KTBB Scholastic All-Stars team, Christian ministries, educational institutions, soccer camps, and defibrillators. The golf tournament is a four-person best ball scramble. It includes many great prizes, raffle items, and a silent auction. Space is limited, so call 903-561-5050, 903-561-5050, or go online at kylelake.org. The Kyle Lake Memorial Golf Tournament, Monday, May 6th at Tyler's Cascades Golf and Country Club. For more information on the Kyle Lake Foundation or the tournament, go to kylelake.org.
KTBB News Time, 729, 65 degrees. Melissa, what do you have on the other side of the news?
Well, LAX airline workers got an unexpected earful from a woman who went on a vicious tirade, only for her to realize she was screaming at the wrong terminal the entire time. Now, TMZ shot some video Wednesday at Los Angeles' premier airport where this lady had a truly epic meltdown that was laced with expletives and demands to get Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on the horn.
Oh, wow.
Yep, it was one of those days. The woman was fuming after Delta apparently rebooked her flight for the next day because she missed her initial one, and she was unloading on these employees about it. Needless to say, it was very ugly. This woman was so fired up, she actually punches the counter in protest, all while the airline workers stand there dumbfounded, clearly trying to figure out exactly what her deal is. You might not believe it, but at one point, she did admit that she'd been drinking a little bit. Anyway, this woman's chaotic freakout came to a hilarious screeching halt when she realized she was actually at the wrong terminal, just like that. She goes from a raging bull to a giggling schoolgirl in seconds, laughing off her colossal mistake and cracking jokes.
Nice.
Not nice. This lady needs to be committed. News brought to you by Gray's Home Fashion Gallery. Let your personal elegance speak through the rooms of your home. Visit graystyler.com. It's 65 degrees at 7:30.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Donald Trump stopping at a construction site earlier today on the east side of Midtown Manhattan, speaking to about 200 union workers, drowning out reporters' questions.
Do you anticipate three judges?
USA! The former president discussing the massive case. His lawyers will argue in front of the Supreme Court today that president should be free of criminal prosecution.
A president has to have immunity. If you don't have immunity, you just have a ceremonial president.
It's connected to the election meddling case brought by special counsel Jack Smith. The former president will be inside a Manhattan courtroom day seven in his hush money trial. Prosecution will resume its questioning of David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, now Judge Juan Merchan, not allowing Mr. Trump to travel to D.C. for that Supreme Court hearing. America is listening to Fox News.
KTBB News Time, 7:31, temperature 65 degrees.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, you can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. On this Thursday, as we predicted, the two news agencies most invested in destroying Donald Trump, NBC and CNN, are wildly speculating about what might have happened in the current New York City hush money case. Of course, those operations and others are producing no solid reporting about factual events. Nothing like that. Why bother to do real reporting when you can spin maybe tales full of salacious gossip and unproven allegations? This is just another vivid example of the utter collapse of American journalism. Today, hearsay and wishful thinking have replaced responsible fact gathering. There are few standards on television news, generally speaking. Imagine if dental standards headed the same direction. Anybody could be a dentist if he or she could locate your mouth. That might bring some pain, right? Well, that's what we have in the news industry. A bunch of lazy ideologues passing themselves off as honest journalists. It is absolutely painful to witness this. But even worse, it is damaging to the nation. Back after this. Are you feeling the impact of the recent changes in the timeshare industry? My friends at Lone Star Transfer are the only company I trust to help you. For more than a decade, they have successfully helped over 20,000 owners get out of their timeshare with an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau. Customer service is their priority. For a free consultation and a guaranteed solution, 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
For the first day of school, for the last day of work, for the satisfaction of a job well done, and for ideas that change the world, Austin Bank is here. For good times and not so good times. For serving our customers and connecting communities, we're here with you for good. Austin Bank, with you for good. Visit austinbank.com. Member FDIC.
KTVB News Time, 7:35, 64 degrees right now in Longview, 65 degrees in Tyler. Folks, stay tuned for a complete weather forecast in 6 minutes. Right now, it's time for the news with Melissa Kaiser.
No traffic issues reported along I-20 between Dallas and Shreveport. The parents of infant twins found dead last October in Texas now charged in their deaths.
We say an autopsy concluded that the six-week-old baby twin girls from Houston were beaten and starved to death. It found evidence of bruising, broken bones, dehydration, and contusions consistent with blunt force injuries. One had acute brain bleeding. The parents told police the twins had been fussy when put into their bassinets. Under arrest are 21-year-old Angelina Belinda Calderon and 21-year-old Fernando Vega. They're charged with two counts of serious bodily injury to a child and are being held on $750,000 bond.
Sue Guzman reporting. Closing arguments get underway this morning in the capital murder trial of a Burleson man.
Jerry Don Elders is accused of shooting a Burleson police officer, then carjacking and killing Robin Waddell of Johnson County. He was in her pickup truck when he was caught in Gainesville hours later. During the trial, prosecutors called a DNA expert who examined blood stains taken from a shirt from Elders after he was arrested.
And for the one that you found that related to Robin Waddell, it was 96.2 septillion times greater that was her DNA on that shirt sleeve cuff.
Right. The defense is claiming the state was never able to prove Elders was the person who shot Waddell. Rather, they suggest a woman who was seen with Elders could have been the shooter. That woman was found in the area of Waddell's house. If convicted of capital murder, a death penalty hearing will begin.
LP Phillips reporting. Southwest Airlines flight attendants say yes to a new contract that was nearly 6 years in the making.
With 81% of transport workers' union members voting in favor of the new deal, it will go into effect May 1st with an immediate 22% pay raise. There will be additional 3% pay raises each year of the contract's four-year term. The Flight Attendants Union also notes their more than 21,000 members now get industry-first paid maternal and parental leave with their health care coverage. After working without a contract since November 2018, flight attendants gave a 98% approval vote earlier this year to authorize their first ever strike against Southwest Airlines.
Mark Lambert reporting worries about the bird flu continue to grow.
The FDA has found signs of the bird flu in milk that was bought at grocery stores. Experts say that's misleading. Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez says that pasteurization likely killed the virus, and this test is just picking up the remnants.
It's all destroyed virus, and there's no live virus in there.
The bird flu was recently found in some Texas dairy cows. One worker who had close contact tested positive, too. But so far, there has not been any signs that the virus is spreading. The FDA is now ordering that dairy cows be tested before interstate transport.
Michael Board reporting. A new poll says aging Americans are worried they may never retire.
It's a new survey from AARP, which says about a quarter of American adults over the age of 50 say they expect to never retire. 37% of respondents are worried about even making enough for basic living costs like food and housing. The organization conducts this study twice a year, and the data shows those who expect to never retire has been on the steady rise in the last couple of years. Another looming issue that will affect Americans' ability to retire, the financial health of Social Security and Medicare. The latest annual report from the program's trustees says the financial safety nets for millions of older Americans will run short of money to pay full benefits within the next decade.
John Saucier reporting from the Original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Anything can happen in 24 hours. Be back tomorrow morning for the latest news and weather on your way to work. Your only local news radio, 97.5 FM, KTBB, and KTBB.com.
Folks, stay tuned for a complete weather forecast. Coming up next, KTBB News Time, 7:39.
All across East Texas, 7 days a week, there's a Maddox man ready to answer your call for those untimely AC problems and those never-fun electrical malfunctions. Now, your home or office air, heat, and electrical systems are mostly out of sight, but hopefully not out of mind. Neglect of these systems can lead to unexpected and likely unnecessary expense in the future. With a Maddox Comfort Plan, you can avoid many large and unexpected expenses, ensuring your AC, heat, and electrical systems are performing efficiently all year long. Contact Maddox today and discuss a Maddox Comfort Plan for your home or office. And if you do have a sudden problem with your air conditioning, heating, or your home or office electrical system, no matter where you are in East Texas or what time of day it may be, there's always a Maddox man ready to answer your call. So visit MaddoxAC.com, whether you're planning ahead or facing an emergent problem. For AC and electrical, trust Maddox for the world you live in. MaddoxAC.com.
Texas license TACLA 21137C and TECL 18026.
Truck buyers, the time has finally come. Hurry to Classic Toyota in Tyler for unbelievable truck month savings on every new Toyota truck. And while they last, get huge savings on every new 2024 Tacoma and huge savings on new 2024 Tundras with 0% financing. That's huge Toyota truck savings with 0% financing. Plus, at Classic Toyota, you know you always get absolute top dollar for every trade because we're buying hundreds of vehicles, any make, any model, and in less than 15 minutes, we'll give you a top-of-the-line offer for your vehicle, cash on the spot. Plus, our mobile buying unit will come to your home or business at your convenience to buy your old car today. So log on, ClassicToyotaTyler.com, then hurry to Classic Toyota and get huge savings on every new 2024 Tacoma and huge savings with 0% financing on new 2024 Tundras, 0% financing at Classic Toyota on the South Loop in Tyler. Call 888-338-6788 for details.
Do you have a metal roof? Do you want one? At Cables Roofing, we do all types of metal roofing. For a true lifetime roof system, call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:41. Time for a look at our forecast with meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
We are going to see partly to mostly cloudy skies for our day on Thursday, with high temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Winds out of the south picking up throughout the day at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25 miles per hour at times, so it will grow increasingly breezy through our day on Thursday. For tonight, we are going to start out with partly cloudy skies, becoming mostly cloudy after midnight. Temperatures drop down to the upper 60s. And low 70s overnight, and winds continue to increase through the overnight hours out of the south at 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 30 miles per hour at times, so it will be quite breezy out there, and that will continue into the day on Friday. Friday we'll see mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A few of those storms could be on the strong to severe side, with damaging winds and large hail as the main threats, but a tornado cannot be entirely ruled out if a storm can get strong enough. We'll see those high temperatures on Friday climbing to the low 80s with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
Thanks, Andrew. 64 degrees over Pizza King, 65 degrees over Bruno's Pizza, and 65 at KTBB. Throwback Thursday trivia coming up next. Some capital city history today. KTBB News Time, 7:43.
We all know how unpredictable and sometimes scary East Texas weather can be. Nothing we can do about that. But rural East Texans can be prepared with propane from Gas and Supply. Propane is safe, efficient, clean, and less expensive. Most of all, you can count on it even in bad weather. Gas and Supply in Tyler, Longview, Mineola, Jacksonville, Henderson, Campbell, and Canton. But that's not all. Gas and Supply is the East Texas welding headquarters. It's the best stop for all equipment and supplies. And here's one of the best propane services at Gas and Supply. They save you money. How? Because Gas and Supply refills by the gallon and not the cylinder. You buy what you need. Think propane and remember American and family-owned Gas and Supply to keep your rural home or business running in all East Texas weather conditions. Gas and Supply for propane, welding supplies, and now hand tools, hardware, and more in 7 East Texas cities and on the web at gasandsupply.com. That's gasandsupply.com.
Hi, I'm Bert Newts with Athens Tractor and Equipment, your elite Kubota dealer. It's Kubota Orange Days, your golden opportunity to score a deal that will make your neighbors extremely envious. Shop the year's best selection of Kubota tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles, including the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. And get the year's best deals, like 0% APR for 84 months, or up to $3,300 off on the L3302 tractor. That's at Athens Tractor or online at AthensTractor.com. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
KTVB News Time, 7:44, 65 degrees, and it is time for Throwback Thursday Trivia, brought to you by Pascal Health Insurance. You can win a free gift card from Torchy's Tacos. One winner per household every 60 days. We're looking for the first caller with the right answer, as always, 903-593-5822, 903-593-5822. That's the number. Here's the question. Which U.S. president completely gutted and remodeled the White House? Which U.S. president completely gutted and remodeled the White House? We are ready for your call. Good luck. And taking a look at sports, a battle raging in West Virginia over a law meant to protect women's sports. That fight now headed to the biggest battleground.
Flanked by former college swimmer and women's sports advocate Riley Gaines, West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey announcing he's taking the state's fight to keep biological males out of girls' sports to the U.S. Supreme Court, saying the state's Save Women's Sports Act simply recognizes basic truth.
Opportunities for women and girls, they're precious, and we have to take advantage of every one of them. And every time a biological male competes, he takes away an opportunity from a biological girl.
The move after a federal appeals court last week didn't overturn West Virginia's law, though blocked the state from enforcing it against a transgender middle school student who called the law unconstitutional.
That's Jeff Manasso. On the hockey ice last night, the Stars were down by a goal in the third period to the Vegas Golden Knights.
Marchessault across the red. Marchessault slides it to Eichel. He shoots. He scores! 33 seconds to go. Jack Eichel gives Vegas a 3-1 lead in game two.
And that's how it ended. Dallas down two games now in the series. Game three in Vegas tomorrow. Another big first inning for the Cubs yesterday against the Astros. Dansby Swanson launching a 3-run homer to put Chicago up 4-0. That was all the Cubs would get, but it was all they'd need. A Houston comeback wrapped up with Jose Altuve solo shot in the ninth, falling a run short. Chicago taking the 4-3 win there. The Rangers dropped the first in their series to the Mariners. Then last night, they got rolling. A solo homer from Adolis Garcia in the fourth. The next batter was Evan Carter.
Man, this ball well struck out to right. That one back to the wall. It is gone! Evan Carter goes back to back.
Well, after not being able to figure out Bryce Miller, the Texas Rangers go back to back here. Garcia to center field. And Evan Carter puts it in the seats out there in right field.
The Rangers took back the top spot in the AL West with the 5-1 win. NBA playoff action last night included the Heat getting even with the Celtics. Miami posting 23 three-pointers as they beat Boston 111-101. Meanwhile, the Thunder rolled over the Pelicans 124-92. Your Money Now is next. KTBB News Time, 7:47.
I'm with Annetta Carter of Magnolia Financial Strategies and host of The Retirement Message here on KTBB every Saturday at 2 and Sundays at noon. Annetta, so many people have done the hard part of saving and growing their wealth over the course of their career, but they still wonder, can I retire? How do you help them answer that question?
Well, you know, Jerry, we use goal-based planning in our firm, and that includes all of the basic expenses of life, like housing, food, and healthcare. But we also take the time to find out what is important to our clients, and we want to build a plan that includes bucket list items as well, you know, and even unexpected expenses. We also account for taxes and inflation, so our clients are prepared for uncertain times like rising taxes later on. Mm-hmm. And not only is building that plan important, but making sure that it stands up with all of the possible things that can stress a retirement. And we have the software to actually stress test your portfolio against a downturn in the market, as well as a long-term care need, someone dying early, and many other things. And if you're wondering how much longer that you need to work or maybe considering retirement right now, we want to urge you to come in for a consultation, and we can help you find the answers you need to feel confident about that really big decision that you have to make.
Call now to schedule a complimentary retirement review with Annetta Carter. She can show you how to protect your hard-earned savings and build an income plan for retirement. Call 903-287-7017. That's 903-287-7017, or visit her website at magnoliafinancialstrategies.com and listen to the retirement message every Saturday at 2 and Sundays at noon here on KTBB.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Annetta Carter, Texas license number 1025102.
Michael Bradley of Big Sandy, our trivia winner this morning, taking home a free gift card from Torchy's Tacos, courtesy of Pascal Health Insurance. All right, so here is the question and the answer. Which U.S. president completely gutted and remodeled the White House? It was Harry S. Truman, our 33rd president, who opened the first White House bowling alley on today's date back in 1947. Also on this date, 1719, Robinson Crusoe was published. 1859, work started on the Suez Canal. In 1950, the first black player drafted in the NBA. 1974, the NFL added overtime for the regular season. And in 1990, the Hubble Space Telescope first went into orbit. Your Money Now is coming up next. Brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, texasmutual.com. 64 degrees in Longview, 65 in Tyler. KTBB News Time, 7:50.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Commerce Department has reported the economic growth was much weaker than expected to start the year as consumer spending rose at a slower pace. Gross domestic product, a broad measure of goods and services produced in the first 3 months of the year, increased at a 1.6 annualized pace. Economists were looking for a 2.4%. And as a result of the report, crude oil futures have edged upwards. West Texas Intermediate June contract gained 19 cents to $82.97 a barrel. U.S. oil has gained nearly 16% this year. Brent June contract inched up 23 cents up to $88.22 a barrel. Year to date, the global benchmark has added more than 14%. Futures are sharply lower after a disappointing GDP report. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 42, the NASDAQ gained 16, and the S&P 500 up 1. That's your money now.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Lainey Mobley has three good reasons for coming to Charmin Sewing Center.
Number one, I love it. Number two, I love the people. And number three, they're all very creative.
Lainey really loves to sew.
My daughters tease me about having a sewing machine in every room, and I use them all for different things.
For Lainey, it's the people at Charmin's that make the difference.
They're wonderful. They're very knowledgeable. I love them. They're very helpful. They're very creative. And I like to create my own designs and my own quilts and put together my colors. And they're very good at offering all of that advice.
For fabric, thread, patterns, notions, and the top names in sewing, like Brother, Pfaff, and Baby Lock, Lainey Mobley chooses Charmin Sewing Center. You should too. Charmin Sewing Center is on Judson Road at Johnston Street in Longview. They're online at CharminSewingCenter.com. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Charmin's Sewing Center.
The Big Question on the KTBB Morning News.
So is it all passion and no real thoughts? KTBB News Time 7:53, temperature 65 degrees. Anti-Semitism on campus surging as agitators take over. It's happening at Ivy League schools and others like UT Austin. Referring to student mobs at Columbia, New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said police enforcement against the protesters would be escalatory, reckless, and dangerous. This after she labeled protests that have disrupted college campuses as peaceful. On the phone this morning is political analyst Gary Enfrankel of Young Voices. Gary, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good. Glad to have you here. So back to this original question here. Do these students know anything about Gaza, Hamas, Israel? Do they even know why they're protesting?
The short answer is no. A dirty secret in the political business is that outside nonprofits, and in this case, even a grant from the city of New York, encourages some of the protest organizers to go out and hire outside agitators to come to campus and make their protests look big and dramatic and crazy, which garners them media attention. Mm-hmm. And it's working. But if you go and actually speak to most of these people, a lot of them couldn't even point to the Middle East on the map, much less understand the historical and sociological dynamics involved.
Yeah, you know, for instance, a lot of the folks say that they're pro-Palestine, of course. Don't they know that they would be targets if they were in Palestine?
You know, the true believers will know that, but many more won't. Because what the organizers do is that they present this as a straightforward struggle against a colonialist, evil, imperialist oppressor, when in reality, it's a much more complicated situation than that. And, you know, oftentimes they don't realize that they're defending a terrorist organization.
Now, I can't resist picking on AOC for a second here. A lot of melodramatic passion on everything she talks about. It's kind of wearing thin. She seems like she's on the wrong side of literally every issue important to everyday Americans. What are your thoughts?
I certainly can't disagree with you there. I find it interesting that she talks about elevating youth voices and perspectives and allowing everybody to speak their truth. Well, two things. One, most young people don't know what they're talking about. And two, I'm sure that she would only agree with elevating those perspectives if they're completely in agreement with what she believes.
Yeah. So she's not going to back the Young Republicans, right?
Oh, obviously not.
Well, listen, Gary, and thank you so much for joining me this morning. I appreciate you getting up early, and we'll look forward to talking to you again, all right?
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Folks, again, that is political analyst Gary Enfrankel with us on The Big Question. He's from Young Voices, and we appreciate him joining us this morning. KTBB News Time, 7:56.
You never know when the power is going to go out.
We lost power even at our church this past Sunday.
Shannon Smith is the general manager at East Texas Generators.
You just never know when a power outage will occur, and whether it's in the cold of the winter when we're freezing cold, or if it's in the summer and it's hot, you want your AC working. If you don't have backup power, you don't have any power.
What's it like at your home when the power goes out?
The worst part of a power loss is you never know how long it's going to last. And with a standby generator, you really don't care.
Unlike a lot of other dealers, East Texas Generators can have your generator installed in just a week or two.
We're local. We can help you make the right decision on which generator you want and help you get it installed. We've been in business for 15 years serving our neighbors here in East Texas.
East Texas Generators sells and services Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, and Generac Generators. They're online at easttexasgenerators.com, the leader in backup power for home and business. East Texas Generators.
If your house is super, super insulated, your air conditioning system may not be up to the challenge.
We're finding a great many foam houses that don't have proper ventilation.
RES Air Conditioning owner Rick Thrasher.
We're finding high CO2 levels in a lot of those homes, high VOC levels.
Heavily insulated homes, especially homes insulated with foam, pose a real challenge for your air conditioning system.
So you're almost like living in a refrigerator. We've come up with ways to address that to make sure we get outside air in that structure to where the home becomes balanced. It's a more comfortable environment to live in.
If your home is heavily insulated, let RES Air Conditioning help you balance your air conditioning system to provide fresh, breathable air for a healthier, more comfortable home. RES Air Conditioning is a Daikin Comfort Pro dealer. They're online at resairconditioning.com.
Texas license TACLA 11289E.
Gold prices are at all-time highs, and American Gold and Diamond will buy all your jewelry. In fact, they need to spend $2 million this month. So look in those drawers, jars, or anywhere that vintage, estate, even broken or worn-out jewelry is hiding. They'll pay you top cash on the spot for your jewelry, rare coins, and investment metals. American Gold and Diamond will buy anything gold. American Gold and Diamond Exchange, 5th and Fleschel, and on South Broadway just inside the Loop in Tyler.
Cash on the spot. American Gold and Diamond.
Delay, devalue, deny. Insurance Company 101. I'm Darren Grant of the Grant and Flannery Law Firm, and my staff and I have the answers for them. We stay on top of them to take action. We speak to our clients' doctors, to property damage experts and financial professionals, all to be able to show the adjusters what our clients have been through. And through years of examples, they know if they wrongfully deny a claim, at the courthouse, they'll have to deal with me. Call us. It won't cost you anything to see if we can help.
KTBB News Time at 7:59. Good morning to you, East Texas, on this Thursday. Hope your morning is off to a great start. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
Well, authorities have arrested two men in connection to a 2016 Longview murder, and student protesters doubled down on their discontent of the Israel-Hamas war on campuses. Andrew, how about weather?
We are going to see partly to mostly cloudy skies for our day on Thursday with high temperatures in the low to mid-80s. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Andrew Salmon.
Thanks, Andrew. 64 degrees right now in Longview, 65 degrees in Tyler. Folks, Andrew's complete forecast is coming to you just after the top of the hour. Also, some great talk show. Sean Hannity at 2 o'clock, Jimmy Failla at 11. On the Glenn Beck Show, Biden knocks TikTok but keeps using it. That's right after the local news. Fox is next.
Your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB-FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler, and KTBB.com. It's 8 o'clock.